This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset. Angie,
patois.
How do you feel about the Queen of the Jungle?
Oh, well, I mean, I called it, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, from the word go.
Top of the show.
You actually said you wanted her to win.
Yeah.
You didn't say she was going to win.
But I thought she was going to win.
Right, got ya.
So I, from that very first episode, I was like, she is going to win this. She will be the person that you're going to have to beat.
Yeah.
And actually, I love the fact that it was her and Owen.
Me too.
In the final two, because I also absolutely loved him, and he really did grow on me in that 3 weeks. Like, I don't know, like, I suppose initially, because I didn't know who he was, I'd never heard of him, I didn't know he was an actor.
Yeah.
You kind of are a bit like, well, I don't really know much about you, I need to sort of, you know, figure you out a little bit, suss you out. And within that time, I just think he really grew into himself. And he even said last night, didn't he, on the show, how he initially felt really quite not uncomfortable, but he felt like so small in amongst all the, which must be
so
that
hard.
Must be so difficult when you're in there with all these people that have had these huge careers in different things, and you're like, I'm just little Owen, no one really knows who I am. It must be really, really overwhelming. And I think the fact that he kind of went, you know what, I can't worry about them. I can't compare myself to them. I've just got to be me and just be the person that I am. And hopefully that's enough to kind of make people like me and see what I'm about. And I think he so did that.
Yeah, he did.
In that time.
Yeah, he was brilliant.
But yeah, I just think Jill's just...
Yeah,
she's
great.
Just is a genuinely...
And you just know she was
person.
Completely herself from the moment she stepped into the jungle to the moment she left. What you see is what you get. She's... Yeah, I just think she's great.
Very, just a very kind, very humble woman.
And incredibly talented footballer. Is what she is.
So Queen of the Jungle.
Well, there's been a lot of love for the Robbie Ep, hasn't there? We're so thankful that everybody enjoyed it. Lots of people have been messaging. Yeah, it was really nice to have people enjoy it as much as we enjoyed doing it.
Totally. Because you sort of think, you want it to be that the way that you felt about doing that recording with him and the time we had with him, that people also feel that as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think everybody, I mean, everybody loved Rob before, but I think everybody loves him even more now.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
All those
and
people.
That is really down to us.
It's all down to us.
I think the adoration he's going to receive from now on is probably 60 to 70% down to you and I now.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, 100% on that. Yeah,
100%.
Absolutely.
I saw something funny on the gram last night.
Brilliant.
And I wanted to share it with you. I've actually seen a couple of things this week, but this one really made me laugh. I really do love this time of year, the Christmas music, the twinkle lights, the woman in front of me at the line in Costco who just told her husband, "We can give your cousin a pile of dog shit for all I care."
That is so true, isn't it?
I mean, that stress when you're out shopping.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are we going to get for so-and-so? What are we going to get for I don't care. Give them, wrap them up a fucking piece of dry pasta. I couldn't give a shit at this point. Your mother, Matthew, and her gifts is down to you. I'll have no part of it.
You know, it's just this, you know, everything's lovely. Everyone's kind. And, you know, it's a really festive,
lovely time
beautiful
of year.
Time of year. But actually, it's not, is it?
No, we can give your cousin dog shit for all I care.
Yeah.
And then the other one I saw, which was like midweek, literally just says, "I bet the Lindt Master Chocolatier is an absolute animal in bed."
I bet he is.
I bet that guy is throwing chocolate all over the place.
Chocolatier.
The Lindt. What do you do for a living? I'm the Lindt Master Chocolatier. Oh my God, take me home immediately and let me play with your balls.
Yeah. Your chocolate ones.
The ones wrapped in red, preferably.
Well, I saw a couple of things this week, Pats, as well. So I'll share. This is what I saw. It says, "He's only your fiancé if he comes from the fiancé region of France." Otherwise, he's just your sparkling boyfriend. A bro secco.
Yeah, that is brilliant.
That is true, actually.
That is true.
He's your fiance. He's your bro secco.
He's your bro secco.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
And then this one that I saw. Things to call people you hate. Right, now there's quite a list here.
Okay.
So I'm just going to pick out a few.
Okay.
A wet sock. A cold bowl of soup. An itchy sweater. A crying baby on a plane. A wobbly table. And then this one, which I really like. A billy.
A billy?
Yeah, like a silly billy.
A silly billy.
I just think, you know, to be able to just say to somebody, oh, just stop being an itchy sweater.
Or saying to somebody, oh, God, have you met Kathy in accounts? Oh, she is as bad as a crying baby on a plane. I cannot stand... She sent me a rude email once and I cannot stand her. Do you follow Depop Drama?
No.
Oh, Depop Drama on Instagram is a really good follow. So it's complete. You know Depop, where you can like sell clothes
yes.
and stuff.
Yes.
This is an Instagram account that's basically looks for all the drama on Depop, like people who've got complaints. Oh. So like people oh, who are wow. like, I can't believe you tried to sell me a pair of DMs. This is what I got in the post, and you swipe across, and it's the picture of like an empty DM box or something, like Dr. Martin box or whatever. Anyway, this is one that I saw this week, which just cracked me up. You won't be getting a refund. It says in my bio that I don't do refunds, so I just suggest you resell it. The person that bought the item has replied saying, fine, then I'll be taking this further and getting my mum involved. She's a head teacher of a well-known secondary school. And then you swipe across and you can see the message that this mum fine, well, I'm taking this further and getting my mum involved. She's the head teacher of a well-known secondary school. And the email starts, to whom it may concern.
Oh, right.
It has come to my attention that you have recently participated in a transaction with my daughter in which a dress was purchased. I have reviewed your above message and I'm very disappointed in the customer service you have given. Honestly, Depop Drama is a really
Depop
funny follow.
Drama. Have you ever used any of those sites?
No. But Vinted is supposed to be really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just can't be arsed.
Yeah, but Vinted is supposed to be really good.
Yeah, but can you be asked? You can't be asked. I know you can't be asked.
Whether you can be asked or not.
Well, no, like, you know, you sort of say, oh, yeah, put it on Vinted. Well, I'm not, am I?
No.
No, you're not. You're never going to, you don't even return
God.
Stuff that you've
Listen,
bought properly
I've,
from a
I've
shop.
I've got stuff that I should have returned about 3 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's all well and good, people saying, no, it's supposed to be really good. Well,
yeah.
Okay, it'll just have to always be supposed to
just
be really
to
good
be really
because
good.
I'm never going to use it.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Anyway, Depop Drama is a really good follow, and I thought that one was quite funny.
Depop
I'm
Drama.
I'm taking this further and getting my mum involved. She's the head teacher of a well-known secondary school.
And she's going to write you a very well-worded email. Right, Pats. I feel we are very much now into the very depths of the autumnal winter vibes.
We are, aren't we?
And I think this is the time when you could really do with a bit of a wardrobe update.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and this is where your Stitch Fix comes in handy because it just makes it all a whole lot easier.
Yeah.
It gives you some different choices that you might not necessarily pick yourself.
Yeah.
So I think if you've ever sort of thought, do you know what, I want to give this a go, now is a good time to do it.
Absolutely. Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service for women and men.
Yes.
Who make it easy to find clothes you love. Mm-hmm. To get started, go to stitchfix.co.uk/funny and take a fun but detailed style quiz.
Yes.
Which will let the team of stylists know exactly what is important to you.
Yeah. Now, here is the best part. Usually you pay a styling fee of £10 each time you order. But our friends at Stitch Fix have a special offer for you. Right now, the styling charge for your first order will be waived, giving you the opportunity to try their service completely free of charge. You can do this at any time. There is no subscription required and it's so easy. I mean, you know, I've talked before, Pats, I've done this a
Yeah.
A lot of times it is dead easy. It's easy when it arrives. It's easy if you have to send anything back. And so I would definitely go for it.
The thing for you,
Anches,
as well, is that you can often get stuck in a bit of a clothing rut, can't you?
Like, I get in a rut.
It's not a bad thing, but you know what you like. And exactly. You often will find yourself picking up the same colours, styles.
Yeah, exactly.
And actually, I think what Stitch Fix has done for you, you had a lovely lilac knit on the other day.
Your lilacs.
You wouldn't have gone for that sort of colour normally.
That's exactly it.
And I think what it allows you to do is not get stuck in that rut. You get things through the post and you think, oh, I wouldn't have picked that for myself. But actually, the team of stylists, they've got me bang on. So it's so easy. All you have to do to get started today is go to stitchfix.co.uk/funny and you'll receive your first fix styled and delivered to you absolutely free. And to sweeten the deal, you'll get an additional 20% off when you keep all 5 items in your fix. Again, it's so simple. Just go to stitchfix.co.uk/funny. You've got nothing to lose.
Heavily Into with Rossi D. Woods. Heavily Into with Rossi D. Woods. What is he heavily into? Heavily into this week.
Bosh. Well, we're delighted to have you back in the saddle this week, Rossi.
I actually missed you. Yeah, I thought that is that thing. I actually did say to Rossi, we missed you last week.
We missed you.
I missed coming in.
Oh.
I did. I missed you girls. But that interview with Robbie was unreal. I mean, you girls went deep with him.
Oh.
You went deep. If I knew you were going that deep, I would have worn a snorkel.
We went deep with Rob.
That went deep. I loved every bit of it. You went balls deep with Robbie Williams, and I loved every minute. And I don't mind missing it for that kind of thing. But yeah, I'm really happy to be back.
Well, we're pleased you are back, Rossi. And more importantly, we are.
Hang on, just to quickly say, Rossi's wife messaged me and said how much she loved the interview.
Wow.
And she's never been a huge fan of Robbie, but she absolutely loved it, and it sort of changed her opinion of him.
Well, that's what happens, true. Isn't it? You know, that's what
it's
happens.
It's all true, and because I think you got out of Robbie something that he's never really spoken about in deep kind of thoughts like that. And it was,
I think it was because
you delve in. You're like a couple of moles. You delve right in.
We are right moles. Chuck us in the hole. It was amazing. Dig some shit out.
Lovely Lucy, she did message you because it touched her in a way Robbie Williams has never touched her before.
Yeah. So, that's an exclusive for you there.
I think you'll find that we all felt very much touched by Rob, didn't we? You know, it was quite a moving.
We felt touched.
Moving hour.
Yeah.
Mm. But more importantly, Rossi, we urgently require to know, what are you heavily into this week?
Right. So I've been heavily into, because it's been a couple of weeks, I've been heavily into more than one thing, but I'm going to just, so I'm a celebrity. Obviously it was the last one last night.
Obsessed.
I don't know what I'm going to do now, because I usually sit there with my Yorkshire team, a packet of Revels, and I watch celebrities, part-time MPs, nibble down. nibble down on kangaroo cock. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Same.
I'm going to miss, and Jill drinking Minge. I mean, you can only get that. On I'm a Celebrity.
Although she can get that outside the jungle as well.
I think that's on tap for her now.
Honest.
Minge on tap. Vag on tap. So I've been heavily into that. And I've also been heavily into sayings. Now, we touched on this a couple of weeks ago about...
Sorry, Rossi, when did we touch on this?
A couple of weeks ago.
I think you'll find the way that we say it here on FTF is a...
Calloweeks.
There you go. Right.
Well, I sound too manly when I do that. I'd rather be camp.
Fine. He did it a couple of weeks ago.
I done it a couple of weeks ago, babes. Cut off. You know what I'm saying?
Cut off.
So I done it. We touched on sayings, and I said, I'm wetter than an otter's pocket. And I didn't know what it meant, so I Googled it.
Yeah.
And otters, right, actually have pockets. And do you know what they use those pockets? I know, it's so good. Do you know what they use the pockets for?
Stones.
Carrying Class A drugs.
They are the local dealers.
Otters are the drug runners of the UK.
Of the riverbanks.
they use their little Otis pockets to carry their favourite stones and their little lunchtime snacks. Isn't that cute? And when they go to, I sound like fucking Rossi Attenborough. Sorry, I might be a bit boring. But one more thing about otters: when they go to sleep at night, they hold hands so they don't float away.
I know, it's beautiful, cute, isn't it? It is a beautiful.
I mean, I
do you
can't
know why they carry stones, though? Do you know why they carry stones?
Why?
To be able to open the muscles that they find. So they actually use those to open
like a chef.
Yeah. So they then find the stone in their pocket use the stone to crack open the muscles so that they can eat them.
That is jeffing amazing.
When they find them. So that's why, this is their favourite stones, but they also keep them to use them for practical things, i.e. opening muscles
when
and I suppose clams and
when they're
stuff
cooking
and
up a nice clams meal of an evening.
Yeah, lovely
beady
clam.
They want a furry clam.
Yeah.
They get straight in there.
All right, Jill, calm down.
Imagine if Patty
also
was called Jill.
Wouldn't
Jill
suit me.
It wouldn't suit her. It wouldn't suit her.
Jill.
No,
hi,
you
Jill
are not a Jill.
Well, hello, Jill. You're not
I
a Jill.
Think though, if I was Jill, I would request to be called Jillian at all times.
Would I you? Would request.
Would yeah, you go, would you be a J Jill or a G Jill?
I'd want to be a J Jill.
I think so. Otherwise, I'd be thinking your name was Gil.
Yeah, I'd be a J Jill and I'd be requesting to be called only called Jillian. I'd be one of those people that say no.
Full name, please. You haven't told me.
You can call me Jill. My name's
Jillian. There's not enough G Jills in this world.
There is not.
There's
actually
not enough
G Jills. There's a lot of J Jills, not enough G Jills.
Yeah, there's a lot of just, you know, boring.
We always get
J-Jills
onto names. Mm.
We
always
do
get onto names.
It's good. It's important.
We do.
It's
we did last week.
Chat.
It's an important thing.
It is. Yeah. It is.
And
it's
really important.
Back onto these sayings. This is my favourite all time top saying.
Okay.
As flat as a witch's tit. Now, I don't know who made that up.
I have never even heard that saying.
As flat as a witch's tit. I don't know who made that up, but they've never watched Hocus Pocus because those witches, they've got a bit of bosom between
those
three.
Those titties are big ones. They are not
they've
flat
got
ones.
Bosoms.
So, yeah, that is my favourite.
So you're into your
saying,
sayings, Ross?
Oh, I am. And I keep getting hooked on them. Like, as dry as a nun's chuff. Have you heard that one?
I've heard of that one, as dry as a nun's chuff.
We had somebody message us, tell us something they were heavily into, Rossi, and I think you're going to like this.
Oh, hit me with
Emma,
it. Yeah.
Emma 1976 said that this week she has been heavily into watching cows get a manicure on TikTok.
Have you seen
what?
Yeah.
Are you fucking taking the piss?
I haven't seen it, right?
I just Googled it.
I was like, right, what the hell is going on TikTok? Okay. So I said to Joel, because I don't have TikTok, not really into TikToks. Sorry, Rossi.
No, that's all right. Just this once, Ange, I'm going to let you off, babes. But you do it again and that's it with our friendship. You can fuck off.
Fine. So anyway, I said to Joel, can you just have a look on your TikTok and tell me, or show me some videos of cows getting a manicure? So he was like, what? I'm like, yeah, apparently it's a thing.
I don't.
So he searches it up. It actually is quite impressive. And I would say it's actually cows at a spa day, because it's not.
So how do they
have these little cows. Little cows, I'm assuming babies. I can't remember if there are any.
Oh, so they're not
babies.
Right. And
so they're not big. They're not your big birthers.
They're your little calves. And they're there. And they put like things on their eyes. They sort of massage their heads. They then do some stuff on their, give them a manicure, brush all their hooves down, paint them very gently, do stuff with their tails. It's a whole setup, a spa setup for cows. It's quite incredible.
If I walked into a spa and saw a fucking dairy cow sitting there getting his bleeding udders milked, I would say, listen,
I would shit myself
saying, vegan babes, fuck you. No. What have you turned this into?
Well, it's quite, I would urge you to have a little, it's quite a thing, and there are quite a few videos there that I was quite surprised about.
I mean, is this on normal TikTok, or is this a kind of dark TikTok we don't know about?
I, as far as I'm aware, Rossi, it's a fully normal TikTok. Normal. It's no dark web TikTok. Yeah, it's a big thing.
Because you can get caught into some awful rabbit holes on TikTok or wormholes or whatever you want to call them. Yes, you get sucked into these you can get sucked off on TikTok.
If you go onto the right accounts, they'll suck you off as well. But you know,
if you go onto the right accounts and just so that you know, if you go on the right accounts, yeah, you're right, Ruth. You can get heavily sucked off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm, as I said, I'm not really big in the TikTok world, but I'll ask Joel about that. Or maybe I won't.
Ask Joe.
Don't ask your 19-year-old son about who's sucking you off on TikTok. I'm not sure that's particularly appropriate.
TikTok. Some of the videos on TikTok are... I don't know how they get away with it. I really don't. I mean, they're scantily clad, which is a lovely word, and I love to use it on a Monday morning. Some of these women and men are scantily clad. If I got my man boobs out, I would lose followers. I'm telling you that for sure.
Well, I don't think you'd gain them. I think you'd gain them.
You think?
Yeah, I'd get them out.
Get those bad boys out, mate.
Get them out for the lads.
And the lasses.
get them out for the lads. Do you know what I'm saying, babe?
Yeah.
The lads, babe. We know you don't want the lasses looking at you. You only want the lads.
Oh, I don't mind a bit of both. You know me.
Okay. We know Rossi.
You know me.
We know Rossi.
You
and
know
have
me.
You been into... Have right, you been heavily
yes,
into
I
anything?
I have got a heavily into
Oh, Andy's got one.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Okay, so I have become heavily into puff pastry.
Oh
yeah!
Wow.
Right. Now, are you just puffing everything?
I'm literally puff pastry. Can I shove that on a puff pastry? Can I shove that in a puff pastry? Can I make that with a puff pastry? Right now, as you know, I'm not a baker, as we've talked about before. I'm not a baker, but I feel like or a condom maker. But I feel like. You don't really have to be a baker to use puff pastry because it does it for you,
definitely.
Doesn't it?
True. Yeah.
Right?
True.
Unless you're making it yourself. You're not baking anything. You're just rolling out a bit of
Oh, no.
Puff.
You would definitely go and buy it from the old supermarché.
I made, yesterday, some puff pastry mince pies.
Oh, okay.
And I am telling you.
By made, you put them together.
Yes.
Because you bought the
mincemeat, yeah. I'm not.
Can you say assembled some puff pastry mince pies then?
No, because I did have to still, you know, cut them, put a bit of egg wash.
Assembling. Egg wash. That's assembling.
I don't care what it is. I am heavily into it. And I've now.
I don't care what it is. I'm heavily into it.
Yes. I don't care whether it's assembling, baking, or shoving it up your ass. I'm heavily into it. Right.
I'm heavily.
And
I'm
now
sniffing Pritt sticks.
I have found on the puff pastry packets, which I have seen these recipes before, but I've never really gotten into it, that you can do this like Nutella Christmas tree. Have you seen that?
Yes, they're beautiful. They are beautiful.
Right, so that's my next thing. Right, I've
seen
that
now. Please, can you send me? Well, I'm going to have to do it.
Yeah, you'll have to do it, Rosie. Honestly,
I'm addicted to Nutella. I love it.
I love that. I love puff pastry. So I'm like, that's a win-win.
That's it.
One of my friends has a nut allergy, right? Obviously, he's never tried Nutella.
Shame.
Right? And I said, when you know you're close to death, I don't know, it could be many years to come.
Yeah,
I said, please, just on your deathbed, get a fucking massive spoon and ram it down your cake hole, bruv.
Yeah.
Because you can't die without having a mouthful of Nutella.
No, honestly, it is amazing stuff.
Nutella is...
Oh.
I mean, I know the orangutans are suffering, but fuck them.
Wow. If there's any animal activists listening, we do not mean that. We don't endorse...
We don't endorse
that era of finding the funny. We love orangutans,
we love
and we know that palm oil
Nutella.
Needs to be saved. But I didn't mean it. I shouldn't have been that harsh. I will definitely rehome an orangutan orangutan if they need a rehome, they can come and live in a spare room. I just need my Nutella.
Just need the Nutella. You need a Nutella fix. Well, I'm going to now make with my puff pastry. I'm going to make a Nutella Christmas tree. But I'm very much heavily into this week is the puff pastries. Who'd have thunked that?
Oh, my mouth's watering. And also, I know Ruth is just about to pick up her very first air fryer.
Yes.
Right? And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago.
We did, yes.
I've got an air fryer, and I actually thought of putting a Mars bar in puff pastry and then whacking it in there. What do you think?
I reckon that would be amazing.
Ooh. That's going to give me a food orgasm, I tell you.
A foogasm. That'll give you a foogasm.
That's a foogasm.
Yeah, as Mars-gasm, is my Nutella Christmas tree.
I know that my heavily into next week will be my air fryer. I know that for a fact.
Oh, it's got to be. It's got to be.
I know that fact. I'm going to be air frying the shit out of everything. I might even air fry my own shit.
Yeah.
Hang on. Please do a TikTok on it. Please do a TikTok on
it. Oh, that'd go viral, wouldn't it?
I think
frying
you'd go
your own
viral.
Shit.
Yeah, air frying your own shit.
I wonder how long it would need.
I don't know.
It depends what consistency you want.
I mean, nothing takes long in there, does it? I mean, you shove a shoe in there, it'll be cooked in 2 seconds.
I might have to give Gillian McKeefe a call.
She was a G, Gillian.
With a G. And knows a lot about shit.
Yeah, she does, actually, doesn't she? She's big into her shit. I think, Pats, your challenge this week is to... You've got to use your air fryer every... When do you get it? Tomorrow?
Today,
Monday.
Oh my God, you're going today.
Right. So once you go today, I want you to use it every day this week.
Okay.
A different type of food.
Okay.
And then I want your verdict on
next week.
What's it like?
Yeah.
What's the best thing you've cooked in it?
Fine.
Okay.
And also, can I just interject slightly? Can you
do always interject?
Right. I'm interjecting. So, can you do a really random food that no one has ever done in an air fryer? Don't do your poo poo because that's actually vile.
Not your poo.
Because everyone does the chips. Yeah. Please do something really random and then let us know. Yeah. That's what I want.
There you go.
I might try and bake a cake in it.
Okay.
I think you can. Yeah.
Well, I think this is now your challenge, Pats, okay? You're now the air fryer queen.
Okay.
Challenge has been set by myself and Rossi.
Challenge accepted.
Okay, great. And then we want an update on this next week.
I can't wait for the outcome. I'll update the shit out of it.
Great.
Well, look, Rossi, thank you so much for coming
thank
on
you,
to tell
Ross.
Us what you've been heavily into.
It's been lovely that you've been back this week.
It's been
Rossi,
a great chat.
We've missed you.
We've loved it.
I've enjoyed every minute once again.
And... Rossi, if you don't already, which I'm sure you do, if you don't follow Rossi, you can find him on Instagram and TikTok. It's just his name.
Rossi D Woods.
Obviously, if you're heavily into anything in the next 7 days, we would absolutely love to hear from you. Mm. You can contact any of us on social media. Probably not Rossi because he's got way too many followers and he won't see your request. So don't bother with that.
I ignore most of them.
Yeah. But you can send us an email. Now make sure you get the email address right. We don't want this stuff going to Bob Howard. Our email address is findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Rossi will be back with us next week. Thanks, Rossi.
Take care.
Rossi.
Good place.
Bye, darling.
Bye. It's Christmas!
Oh, yeah, Pats, it is. And what better way to celebrate with some gorgeous wines from my favourite wine club, Wine 52. Hello.
All you need to do is go to www.wine52.com/funny and cover the postage cost of £8.95 and you'll get 3 bottles of delicious wine delivered to your door.
Mm. Oh, it is incredible.
It's
I
so
have to
good.
Say. It is. And I think at this time of year, that's what this sort of thing is good for.
Yes.
Isn't it? Because sometimes you go to the supermarché and you're like, what should I get? What wine goes with what? You know, all of that stuff. Wine 52 will basically send you your 3 bottles. And sort you out for the festive season.
They basically showcase the very best of wine from different regions each and every month. Mm. So far on this wine odyssey, they featured wine from the stunning island of Sicily.
Nice.
The Bordeaux region and the spectacular vineyards of the Rhône Valley.
No, the Rhône Valley, Pats.
I say Rhône.
Well, that's not a place. It's actually from the Rhône Valley, just to be clear here, guys.
From zesty Sauvignon Blancs to vibrant, I love a full-bodied red. Vibrant,
do you know what?
Full-bodied reds.
If I was a wine,
you'd be a vibrant full-bodied red.
I would be a vibrant full-bodied red.
Yeah,
that is me.
So listen, you've got to grab this treat in time for Christmas.
You
can impress your friends and family and dinner guests with an incredible cast of beautiful and unique wines you won't find anywhere else.
And you have the choice of mixed, red only, or white only. Also included is the Glug magazine, which delves into each region's wine culture, along with, and this is your classic, your two tasty snacks.
And the snacks are delicious.
They always go well with the wine, don't they?
So good.
After your free 3 bottles, you'll join the monthly wine club. There is no minimum commitment. If it's not for you, you can pause or cancel at any time. So remember, that's www.wine52.com/funny to claim your 3 bottles of delicious wine today. Urban Dictionary. Urban
Dictionary. Urban Dictionary. Give us your Urban.
Right, now I've had this Urban sitting in my back pocket. Yes, I have.
Wow.
I was going to bring it a couple of weeks ago, and then I think we just decided we didn't need it.
Yeah.
Then we had Rob on. We obviously did his name. So I just had it sitting there, just waiting patiently for the right moment. So here we go.
Here we go.
Moose knuckles.
Is it something to do with, like, giving someone a bunch of fives or something? Like,
nope. Nothing to do with a bunch of fives.
Absolutely nothing to do with a bunch of fives.
No fives involved in this one.
Moose knuckles. I don't know. I've got no idea. You're going to have to tell me.
Okay. Moose knuckles. A man's version of a camel toe. The result of wearing spandex or pants that are way too tight, resulting in an unsightly bulge of his junk. Check out the moose knucks on that freak. Right now. So I then thought, hang on, I'm trying to get me vision around what moose knuckles look like, right?
Right.
So I then had a quick, obviously you'll have to do this yourself because
I'm going to do it now. I'm going to do it now. Did you Google it?
Google images of moose knuckles.
Oh, wow. Okay. If you haven't Googled this, guys, if you've never Googled this, prepare. Holy shit.
Yeah. That is what a moose knuckle is, right? Now, what happened?
It does look like a camel toe.
Well, no, but it does. So it is a bit camel toe-esque. But I think what happens is if you are a man that's actually got really quite big balls,
yeah,
it is quite a different sort of look. It's quite a different image.
Right.
So when I went to, so I've had this in my back pocket for a couple of weeks, as I said.
Right.
The day that we were going to talk about, was it that? Anyway, basically, the one day during that week that we were going to do moose knuckles, I went to my local Amdram. Right.
Right.
Never been to my local Amdram before.
Okay.
Not sure I'll be going again.
Right. Okay. It's good to know.
Anyway.
Oh my God. I've just found. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Are you seeing some moose knuckles now?
There's a load of cyclists lined up in a row, and every single one of them has got a different style of moose knuckle.
Exactly.
Fucking hell. That is outrageous.
Yes.
Oh, God.
So when I went to this Amdram, right, bear in mind I had, well, the main guy, the main geezer.
No.
Had the biggest moose knuckles.
No.
Yes. And the whole night I could not take my eyes off.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, but I've fallen down a moose knuckle shaped hole, and some of these are fucking disgusting. Penises are disgusting.
Aren't they?
Not disgusting. That's a really awful thing to say. But there's just nothing.
They're not attractive.
They just, like, hang there.
Yeah. They're not attractive.
And then when you
devices.
Put Spanx on, the bowl. Yeah, oh, God. There's a guy that's well known who's Dan Osborne. There's a picture of him on the red carpet. Seriously.
Oh,
seriously banging some moose knuckles.
Moose knuckles.
But, they're just...
Yeah,
I don't know. Flaccid, erect. I'm just
They're not.
Are they?
No. And I think the fact that everything just hangs.
I know.
The penis hangs. The balls hang. It's just hanging, isn't it? It's like maybe they could have. You know, God could have designed it slightly better.
Oh God,
I feel like he could have shoved something inside rather than it all being on the outside.
I just think, you know, when you watch Naked Attraction,
And the things go up and you're like,
oh yeah, and then the women come on and you're a bit like, oh, that's interesting. Yeah. She's got an interesting shape, hip shape, or her breasts are a bit different to the ones before. Yeah. Or she's got a nice tattoo there. Mm. The men come on and you're like, oh, he's got three tattoos all across his tummy. That's bad. He's got also, a penis that looks revolting.
Also, I mean, it must be quite difficult as a man because. Because some penises, especially when you are watching that Naked Attraction, are literally nothing. They are just a thumb.
It's brutal.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean? Like, if you've got one, you want it to be substantial.
I want you to go on Naked Attraction. not as someone naked, but as the person that critiques. And I want you to be like, oh, John, you've got a thumb. Shame. John, your name's John, which is shit. Shout out to all the Johns. And you've got a thumb as a
penis.
You've
got a thumb penis. You've got a thumb dick.
That Liverpool tattoo across your heart makes me hate you even more.
Also, men's balls are so different.
Oh, you've got a different selection of balls.
Haven't you? Yeah. Some of them are so low hung.
So low.
And others are like, whoop, like they've been shoved right up inside. They are.
That noise. And others are like, whoop, whoop, whoop.
It's like they have just been suctioned in. And they're just like a couple of little grapes.
Colours.
Just there, aren't they? Whereas some men are like down by their knees.
Well, this moose knuckle, there's one particular picture. Which is, it's five men dressed in the same cycling gear, and all of them have got a different issue. All of every single guy in this photo has got a different genitalia issue with a moose knuckle, and they all look so sad. Talking of cyclists, I'll never forget once we used to live opposite a Costa Coffee, and on a Sunday morning there would always be a load of cyclists that would congregate. So they'd do their
wankers.
Big cycle,
bike
wankers, and then they'd rock up at the Costa Coffee and have a cup of coffee. Anyway, one particular Sunday I'd walked across the road to get Matthew and I a coffee, and no joke, this was the conversation. It was near Christmas, and this was the conversation that these two cyclists were having. Cyclists one, have you had a mince pie yet this season? Cyclists two, I don't have mince pies. Cyclist one, why? Cyclist two, because I just think that's 35 more minutes I'm going to have to cycle after Christmas. I wanted to turn around and go, fuck the pair of you. This is ridiculous. Fuck off. It's Christmas.
Have a Jeffing mince pie.
Shove the puff pastry mince pie in your mouth and shut the fuck up. And by the way, you've got really bad moose knuckles. Fuck you. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly, wanker. That absolute is stupid. Wanker. Look, don't get me wrong. I could do with getting on the bike a few more times. I am still
reducing the mince pie.
I am still carrying some excess holiday weight from 1992. I get it. I hear you. But Mr. Cyclist number two, you are the opposite end of the spectrum and you are as much of a prick as I am.
Yeah, exactly. So, And unfortunately, you do have moose knuckles.
Unfortunately, you've got a very unfortunate situation in that lycra and I can't look you in the eye. Next time, shove a mince pie down there and you'll cover that obscenity.
You cover your moose knuckles.
Oh, very good. That's a very good urban. And there I would recommend everybody Googles.
You've got to check out some moose knuckles because they are quite incredible.
Well, we had a really good dickish behaviour come in from Abby Williams, 91. Welcome, Abby.
Welcome.
Abby says, people who say, anyone who knows me knows that I love, and then add something in. So hers was, anyone who knows me knows that I love Christmas. Fuck off.
What would yours? I was thinking about this last night. What would yours be? If you were going to go, you know, anyone knows me knows that I love. What would it be? mince pies.
Mince pies. Anyone who knows me knows that I love beauty and skincare.
That would 100% be you.
Anyone, but it's in the same vein as anyone who knows me knows I'm crazy.
Yes.
It's all that fucking shit. Anyone who knows Carol knows that she's bonkers on a night out. Fuck off.
It is. It's what one of those would yours stupid be? Things.
I know what yours would be.
Go on then.
Anyone who knows me knows I love my slow cooker.
Yes, that's what I was thinking as well. I'm a slow cooker. I was also thinking, anyone who knows me knows that I love cheese.
Yeah.
Just because I thought cheese is quite a good one.
And anyone who knows me knows that I love a Malbec.
I love a Malbec.
That would be yours.
Yeah.
But why do people have to say anyone who knows me?
Maybe they don't know you, Karen.
Not just that. Maybe they don't care, Karen.
No. What is it that you love?
Do you know what? Christmas is really starting to piss me off this year.
You've been a right bar humbug.
God.
Well, you didn't even put up any decorations last year.
I did.
You did not.
I did.
Well, you didn't put up a tree.
Yeah, we did.
No, you didn't. I know you didn't.
And we put it up and we had it up for like 3 days and then we took it down.
Well, what was the point of that?
Oh, yeah, but we did. You're saying we didn't do it.
I don't think you did. I think you're telling lies now.
We did do it.
We did.
We had Ma and Pa here on Christmas Day and we said we can't have Mum and Dad here without any Christmas decos. So we put it up.
Well, I shall be asking them about that. Just to get a verification.
Ask away. Verify it.
Verification.
Verify it. Give me a blue tick. Verify it.
Okay, well, you put your tree up for 3 days.
Something like that, yeah. Yes. This year with Christmas, I'm just like, don't get me anything. I won't buy anything for anyone.
Mm.
We'll just meet up, eat loads of delicious food, sit around, have a laugh.
I'm still working on going to make something.
Oh,
vibe.
God.
Yeah, I am. I feel like I don't want to get onto the buying for the sake of buying train.
Right.
So I think I'd rather do something that was like a little bit more personal, that might take a little bit more effort on my part. But
okay,
actually...
so you've got a golden ticket with me. I don't want you to get into the making something for making sake train. So here's your golden ticket. Don't get me anything.
That is rude. Because I already had some ideas and now you've just pooed all over them.
Now you've just taken a massive shit from your air fryer all over them.
Yeah. I'm going to get you an air fryer cookbook. So I'm going to get you.
Well, look, if you want to make me something, Ange, I will accept it with love.
Mm. And then put it swiftly in the bin.
Not in the bin.
Just in a drawer.
I'm not going to put it in the bin.
I'll just shove it in a cupboard.
I'll just find it in 2030.
I'll file it in that shit that Andrew's given me.
No. There's not a lot of things in that file. I mean, there's a couple of things. That drawer is empty. But what I will do is I'll be like, oh, that's amazing. And then I'll find it in 2030 and be like, oh, there's that shit thing Andrew made.
When I've maybe passed away.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Well, you know, that's the thing that I'm giving you here. I'm giving you things that are going to...
No, don't!
I don't want to talk about this. When you'll open that drawer and you'll go,
oh, God, that was the year Andrew gave me. No, she's not.
No, do you know what I'll do? Do you know what I'll do?
Put it in the bin.
No, I'll open that drawer and go, oh, God, thank God she's not here anymore. I don't have to have any fucking made Christmas presents. That's whipped my grief right away.
I'm not going to get any more of those shit presents.
I think I'm going to say to the funeral home, I think she'd like to be cremated with this. I'm going to put it in with her.
Yeah,
it was a special gift that she gave me that I feel she should have back.
So what that's felt like a fun episode this week.
That has actually felt
really fun. Obviously, you can find all three of us, Rossi, myself and Angie, on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Gordon, Angie's at Ange Gordon, and Rossi is Rossi D. Woods.
And you can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email. Make sure you get it right. It's findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Ange, I and Rossi will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.